The following episode of How Did This Get Made is sponsored by LegalZoom. They're helping keep the show free. If you go to LegalZoom.com and enter the code EARWOLF, you'll get a discount and 100% of what you spend there comes directly back to the show. LegalZoom is the best place to help with your legal needs. They're not a law firm, but they provide self-help services at your direction. For more information on how to support this show and the rest of the EARWOLF podcast network, go to EARWOLF.com/insider.
Now it's time for How Did This Get Made? Let's wallow in the mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to How Did This Get Made? Oh boy, we got a doozy for you this week. We all went to go see Sucker Punch, and it blew us away. I am joined, as always, by my two co-hosts, June Diane Raphael and Jason Manzoukas. How are you guys?
Hi, Paul.
What's going on?
And today we have a very special guest. You've seen her, Comedy Central Presents. She is a writer on Parks and Rec and also The Sarah Silverman Show. Please welcome Chelsea Peretti.
Yay!
So, we made it.
That was me trying to have energy. Failed.
Really good.
It is a Sunday morning.
Yay.
It is a Sunday morning. We went to go see Sucker Punch last night. The projector broke as the first trailer played. One of the attendants at the movie theater was like, good for you. You lucked out.
You dodged a bullet.
You dodged
more
a bullet.
Than but, one people.
But instead,
one
of,
in the movie theater.
Instead of going home and enjoying our nights, We got a drink.
Yes.
We're like, no.
For an hour and a half and went to a later movie of one of the worst movies of the year.
Oh. And we went to a 21 plus screening.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So you could drink during it.
Which
is recommended.
Which
it was recommended. That vodka tonic that I had was really fantastic.
Oh.
So Sucker Punch, the new movie by Zack Snyder. It's about, I don't even know. I mean, it's girls with guns in a fantasy world. We'll get into what
I
it
mean,
is.
Like, no, Paul, try and explain it. break it down.
Okay,
please, Paul.
This is what I think. The first 10 minutes is like an extended version of like Janie's Got a Gun, that Aerosmith video.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's like a Smashing Pumpkins video.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Or didn't it seem kind of anime-ish or something too?
It has like a very like black and white, like harsh kind of feel. No one speaks for the first 7 to 10 minutes.
It's just
cartoony
a song,
cartoony or something.
Yeah,
well, I think Total Baby Doll has maybe 6 lines in the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, Baby Doll is the lead
star
of the movie.
Midway through the movie, I leaned over to Paul and I said, has she spoken yet?
And she had it. She had it.
No, she did the same thing to me.
She did not speak for the first 45 minutes
yeah.
of the movie.
Yeah.
But
the movie
her eyes spoke volumes.
Oh, baby Pam Anderson was wonderful.
She did look like Pam Anderson.
Yes,
she looked
did.
Like a Russian Pam Anderson.
Dressed in a
really
Sailor Moon costume for the entire movie.
Yeah.
Now, she looks like she's 12, but at one point they go, well, you're 20.
Yeah.
She's not 20.
Not.
Well,
how
they had
dare
to.
They how
had
dare
to.
They?
Because everybody's going to jerk off to these people in this movie, and they have to be
okay
like,
about it.
You're going to, it's not bad.
I know.
Even though she's clearly a child, this is basically grown up sexy Annie.
She has
this
that
movie.
Like teenager body frame, like when she's in those little pink PJs,
Yeah.
PJs.
And also, all her co stars look, I mean, it's crazy. Her skin, and I know this is not really a deep analysis, but her skin is so amazing. And
her
all her co-stars
luminous.
Looked like weird freaks next to her. She looked like she was like
animated. An
well, she looked
she's
like she's CGI created.
Yes.
I mean, she looks like, yeah. And bro, let's give
Dewey.
You a little.
And everybody else in the cast looks like a harsh junkie.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so weird
like
next to her.
Old, bitter. Like they look like they were rejects from Burlesque, that Cher, Christina Aguilera movie.
That is an amazing movie. That would be a great double feature, by the way. Burlesque
I
and
see
this
it.
Movie.
I've never seen Burlesque.
It's on DVD.
Shit.
No one would go with me. I was dying to see
that
movie.
Oh, you should have come with us.
Yeah. It was good. This is, I feel like watching this movie would be the same way that my parents would feel watching the Tim and Eric show. It was like, what? What? Why? I don't understand.
Yeah. I think
it was all so confusing.
Watching it would be the same way my parents would feel if they had molested me throughout my teen years.
I genuinely wrote to all of you guys after we left that movie, did we just get raped by Sucker Punch?
Yes, we did.
You did. The whole movie is basically every man is raping someone in this movie. And that is their only tool is to rape these women. The
and
premise,
you gotta fight back, girls.
But rape
you
is never
and how do you fight back? Sexy dancing.
Fight
we
rape.
Think, we
no,
think,
no, no, no.
we think. Wait. I'll just give the one break. So basically, this girl, Baby Doll's mother, dies. And the stepfather finds out that the will bequeaths all of her wealth to Baby Doll and her sister. So then he tries to rape Baby Doll. She fights him off. Then he's like, well, I'm not going to rape you. I'm going to rape your little sister. Breaks into the sister's room. Baby Doll escapes out the window, takes a gun, shoots at her dad, misses, kills her sister.
Although she also blows out the light bulb, which
that made no sense.
She totally missed her like 3 foot sister.
I thought he had already killed the sister.
Oh, I thought he had killed the sister too.
It was my understanding that he killed the sister.
He killed her.
First of all, they can never show violence in this movie against real people because it's PG-13.
No, they did. They would just always allude to rape and violence.
Yes. Movie is so fucking dark.
Wait a second. Did he kill the sister by raping her?
No. I think he raped her to death.
He raped her to death. Because how did he kill her?
She bled out of her head.
No, she was bleeding.
She was bleeding.
But you can't. I mean, she was bleeding. You don't rape someone to death and there's blood. I mean, like, you don't. You would have to choke them or something.
She was very young. She was like 5 years old.
I thought she shot through the light bulb, it clipped the pipe, and then the bullet ricocheted into her.
But she shoots him, too. He gets the bullet partially as well.
The guy?
He's hit in the arm.
And then she shoots him in the head.
By the way, this is not the moment in the movie we should be dissecting.
This is the
most pointless moment because so much craziness happens after this.
What if we spent the whole show dissecting
that bullet's trajectory?
It's like a JFK assassination.
You guys, what Baby Doll does a number of times in this movie is shoot people or monsters or robots directly in the face.
Yeah, in the eye.
So we see that for the first time with the stepfather, it's called back a couple times.
All the monsters in this movie seemed like 80s, like they weren't scary ever.
They're all video game stuff.
Well, because the movie's PG-13, all the monsters that she fights are fake because of, these are not really human beings. They're just gas-powered men. Oh, these are just like
gas-powered robots are the worst opponents I've ever seen.
The movie is structured essentially like a video game in that she goes into an alternate state of consciousness while we're told she's sexy dancing.
Oh, yes. But by the way, so once she, just to get the audience, if you have not, don't go see this movie.
Ever.
Basically, when her sister's accidentally killed, she gets brought to a mental institution, and when she's brought to the mental institution, she's told she has 5 days before she gets lobotomized. So that's where the movie takes place, and then it crips into this crazy fantasy world.
Because what I maintain is that the real reality is that we're in this insane...
Are we going to dissect this like it's Inception?
The real reality is that we are in the insane asylum.
Correct.
When she's sexy dancing in the fake reality... What I understood was that she was being raped by the asylum workers.
That's what I think,
That's
right?
That's what I think, too.
Right.
So the real world, she never was actually dancing. No, she never was dancing. Dancing was raping.
No.
Unless it's this, because in the scene, again, I really don't think we should waste time trying to make logical sense of this, but
not
in the scene where they're like, where they walk into the theater, he says, Carla Gugino's character is the therapist psychiatrist or whatever. She plays music to help the girls get through their trauma, and whenever Baby Doll dances, it's to music. So I think those scenes are her therapy sessions on stage in the theater,
but
where she is going through something, because they do set that up. They set up what that is, and she can only dance during music. But the only music comes from Carla Gugino's record player.
But then, like, what are they doing? Because, like, then, so then basically, do they call, like, they call the head of the hospital, like, oh, come, she's dancing. But then, she's having a therapy session? Like, I thought, oh, he's going to rape her. And then while he's raping her, they can go take the map out of his room.
No. I think that she's really dancing, and that the whole thing of this movie that they're trying to pretend is that dancing is the art form by which they pull in high roller male,
but that's a fantasy world. That's where they work in the brothel. That's a fantasy.
No.
They're not in a brothel.
Where are they?
They're in the mental hospital.
Oh my God! What?
They're in the mental hospital.
There's no dancing. There's no high roller. That's the whole fantasy.
The world in which everyone's wearing crazy makeup and the guy has a mustache. That doesn't exist.
Their fantasy in the same asylum. Like they could dream of anything. They could dream they're on a beach in Hawaii.
Exactly.
Their escapist fantasy is that they're whores trapped in a brothel.
Yes.
Correct.
And then their escapist fantasy
of their escapist fantasy is that they're warriors in a video game. Moore.
Yes. Where Chris Cooper goes, all right, girls.
No, not Chris Cooper.
Oh,
Scott Glenn.
Scott Glenn. All right, girls, here's the deal. The dragon's in the lair. Don't wake up the mother, but take out some diamonds from the dragon's neck. Now watch out, because some of these people have oxygen-powered bodies. Okay, go.
So that's two levels in.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
This is Inception. Like Inception. It is like Inception. That's Inception for dumb people.
Yeah, it's like it, because they're both terrible.
But it's awful. It's an awful movie. It is depressing.
I thought it
bad.
Was very irritating that every time she would start to dance, you never saw her dance.
I wanted
and
to
I
see
can
her
guarantee
dance
you
so
she
badly.
Can't dance. And I was hoping there would be some huge scene where you're like, holy.
Where all the realities would collapse into each other, like, and you would see her sexy dancing.
Yes. Well, you see. Well, here's the other thing. So there are three realities: the video game reality, the brothel reality, and the institution reality. Now, the one thing that is a constant in two of the three realities is the fucking kitchen. The kitchen in they're supposedly they like work in a cabaret club. They're in this brothel, but yet they also have to do kitchen chores.
They've got to slice those onions,
peel potatoes,
and which, peel potatoes
for an institution that really only has like five girls. We never meet anybody else, and. But yeah, like so when they are these whores, they still have to work in the kitchen.
Good question.
But that's all a fantasy. Their fantasy is that they have to peel potatoes as prostitutes.
Well, no, that's also in their reality. So I think that they
I'm just wondering now, Paul, if those kitchen scenes just took place in reality number one.
They
if
might
we
have.
Were just cutting back to reality
because
number one.
Those things really did happen.
But then but then she was really dancing for him on that butcher block where she puts the radio on the butcher block. Yeah.
That might
well,
be
now
true.
I'm confused.
I don't know. I don't know, and it makes me furious that I don't know.
It's not even like, oh, this is so smart that you got to figure out. It's like, no, it makes no sense. Even the things in the video game reality make no sense. She's fighting like 40-foot high samurais with giant blades, and then she's like, well, she can deal with them with her small little blade, and then some one of the samurais is like, I'm gonna take out this giant Gatling gun machine gun now, too.
Yeah, and she can outrun the flaming bullets.
I think that first opening sequence with no words almost, where she just looked beautiful and was like getting molested. I thought that was the best part of the movie.
That music video at the beginning?
Yes.
Every movie was basically.
It told a story. It was very simple. It was beautifully shot. You know, her face, once again, great face.
Great
face.
Just a lot to just look at, and it was moody. The music was, you know, teenagery.
It's the kind of face a stepfather would want to molest.
Yes.
Well,
so
to me,
hard.
Also, so every man is. Raping a woman in this all the time.
Not that there's any excuse, but why was he raping them? Because of the money?
It made no sense.
Because he was mad.
He wasn't going to get the money after that.
Well, he was, maybe he would rape.
He was just angry.
Yeah, he was angry.
All right, it's not about sex. Anger, it's about power, you guys.
And then they, like, so if this is, all right, so in the brothel reality, they're killing girls. They kill girls. The chef kills somebody. Blue, the head of the hospital.
The best actor in the movie.
Oh. You know, can we actually play the clip of Blue right now? This is like one of the, this is the dramatic scene here.
He was good.
If
I try
good, I mean
to give you all a good life. I try. I do.
How dare he take this amount of time?
And all I ask for in return is just for...
Pause.
Respect.
Ooh. Really nailed that word.
Honesty. You know, that's okay, Mark.
You can take
relationship. But it's come to my attention. It's come to our attention.
I love
that. That a few bad eggs, led by one little egg in particular.
That's our star.
Baby doll.
Have spit in the face of that generosity. And are plotting against me.
Wait for me.
Your protector. Your employer.
He lost it there. My most precious possessions.
So that, and then he proceeds to kill two girls there.
That monologue, the fake reality.
That
monologue, P.S., that was a great delivery, actually, until he said, employer! It was like no one ever has that intonation.
That was, you know, that I mean, this guy is like baby Nicolas Cage in this movie.
Oh, he is amazing.
Great.
His performance is bonkers.
His endgame. His endgame was.
His mustache is insane.
It was a great job.
Are you into this guy? What's the story? I feel like you're into this guy.
I think he did a great job.
Do you know him?
No.
Are you dating this guy?
Nope. Just solidly a fan of his acting.
He goes with this. He goes, in the one of the fantasy worlds, Baby Doll says, "You'll never have me." So then
I loved that line for her, by the way. Actually, I think I love this movie. Sounds
like it. This is a real girl power movie for you, Chelsea.
Oh my God.
He then lobotomizes or John Hamm comes in a part.
Weirdest
cameo of all time. Big fan of John Hamm.
John Hammio.
But comes in, John Hamm lobotomizes her.
You can leave.
Yeah. John Hamm lobotomizes her, and this guy goes, "All right, now it's time for me to rape her again."
The funniest thing is he lobotomizes her with an ice pick and through her eyeball, which I guess was at some point something people did.
And then you see her face at the end. It's fine. There was no remnants of that ice pick through her fucking head.
And he's just like, "Huh, that's kind of funny. She looked at me funny." Like, he was, it was so light compared to a man who just axe picked someone's face open. And
well,
he's like,
he keeps on saying that look. What's going on with her face, the way she looks? And then when they finally cut to her, they don't reveal her face.
You're waiting a long time.
She just seems like
normal,
beautiful,
totally normal,
just beautiful as usual.
No, the reason why I think that they were getting really raped was, and we were talking about this a little earlier, is when he tries to rape the lobotomized baby doll at the very end of the movie, right before he's taken away, and they win, is because the two orderlies like, "We can't do this anymore, man. We can't do this."
And they appear to have a rape chair set up in a rape room.
Yeah, they have a rape room.
But you guys, if this is their fantasy this whole time, the brothel, then those orderlies are whose fantasy? Because
orderlies are real.
The orderlies are real, but you realize the orderlies in the fantasy are the mayor and the mayor is one of the security guards.
And so the only way that they could have gotten that security guard's fire, because they need to get five things: a map, fire.
How are they
key?
Paul, can I ask you? Yes. If they have these things to get, how are they going to remember that they need to get these things?
They got
to
write it down.
Where should you write a secret list of things you need down?
If you want to write something down secret, you should put it on a giant blackboard in the middle of the fantasy world that everyone can see.
And then when you write it on the wall, basically for anybody, key.
It's only five things. Why would you have to write it
And when you get them,
By the way, you
cross
only
them
know
out.
Four of them.
Yeah.
You don't know the fifth.
The fifth one is a mystery. Fifth one is her.
Spoiler alert.
Which, by the way,
no one's going to see this, right?
By the way,
no one is seeing it.
It was super easy to escape this place.
Yes.
Yes.
It was so easy.
Like,
They walked out.
And they shot a Molotov cocktail.
That's so true.
Yeah, it was, because it was easy to escape, because we were never in the actual world that they needed to escape. Because they were escaping the brothel, which was the
insane asylum.
I love how upset you are. It's like we're talking about the most serious politics right now.
These people need something, God damn it. Oh, man. And then,
this movie was this is a 1 hour and 50 minute movie, and it is a solid hour and 40 minutes of just music.
Bad covers. Bad covers and mashups. And like, here's a sample of one of the bad covers you have to sit through numerous times.
With your feet in the air and your head on the ground.
I like it.
Try this trick.
Pixies never done so bad.
Yeah.
So this is like, this. Just picture this.
Yeah,
5 minutes over just girls like washing floors
and yourself
looking miserable. I don't know if you ever hear more of that.
Wait, I'm sorry to go back to this, but what was up with the play within the play when they were doing their theater, like, art therapy? And
yes. Well, the whole movie is a play, because it opens on a theater audience.
A proscenium arts.
Yes, watching, and then the curtains open, says Warner Brothers, and the curtain opens, says Legendary, and then it cuts to the girl sitting in the bed, and it's on a stage, or flats, and then you zoom into the flats, and then it becomes a movie. So basically, this is a show that people in a audience are watching nightly.
I wonder
this
if is like Spider-Man. Is that suggesting that the whole thing is in the institute? Oh God, I can't even believe I'm trying to make sense
it's
of
sickening.
This.
It's sickening.
That the whole thing is the institutional theater stage?
I have no idea.
Vanessa.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Vanessa Hudgens
gave a great audition.
Oh my God.
June has it from a great source that she killed
it. I read
in
Us Weekly, there was a quote from Zack Snyder that said, Vanessa. What's her name?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Just killed it in the audition room.
Yeah.
She came in and blew them away.
Guys, there are naked pictures of her on the internet.
Oh my God! I'm reading on the Wikipedia page as I'm talking here. It doesn't even try to understand this. She performs erotic dances, which then propels her into a fantasy world. So,
and the fantasy worlds are essentially like terrible video games where it is beat the army, where Scott Glenn is the cutscene guy who's like, we gotta get over that hill in the next 15 minutes. Now watch the guy on the left, watch the guy on the right, you got your weapons, now let's all come home safe.
It's bad missions. And you know, after a while, besides the train sequence, they look identical. Yeah. They look identical. It's like, okay, this is, you know, sepia-toned World War II. This is sepia-toned, you know, Lord of the Rings.
Watching her always kicking and jumping in the air from, like, what looks like 50 feet away, and it looks like you're watching someone play a video game, which is not the most engaging activity.
Yeah. No, not at all. And the girls are trying to be sexy all the time. Like, that one girl had the lollipop in her mouth. Yeah. Like they're all walking with big machine guns, and she's just eating this lollipop, like, killing
people. But I will say, those scenes were by far the most interesting scenes.
Oh, I kept awake the entire time.
Action to them.
Maybe opposite is her voice. Yeah, I felt opposite. The same way, Chelsea.
I could have lost every single fight scene.
Wait, you wanted to stick with the plot scenes?
I loved Kill Bill, for example. Kill Bill 1 and 2. I loved watching those fight scenes. I loved it. And it was all motivated by, like, legit vengeance.
Yeah.
These things, it seemed totally unmotivated, even though you were watching them being, like, molested and raped. I felt like in some way this was some weird, like, why then go fight a robot? It didn't connect for me.
It didn't connect in any level. It was almost like, it was like, hey, we want to make 5 great fight scenes and we'll just tie them together with the shittiest plot. Yeah. I'm trying to be so deep here. Girls need to empower themselves.
Do you think,
the weapons
girls
they have.
Love this movie?
Yes.
Like, is it possible teenage girls are obsessed
with
this?
So,
no,
yeah.
not according to the box office.
Okay.
Oh. All right. How much money did this movie cost to make? Anyone want to take a guess?
80 million.
I was wondering because it really looked like the special effects. I was almost like, why did you bother making this movie? Because if you're going to have to make it at this level, what's the point?
Those fight scenes were $82 million it cost.
Oh, my God. And you think about how many people have written these screenplays that are so, like, I guess.
Why did they think this movie was a good idea?
$82 million, and how much has it made in the first 2 weeks that it's been out?
Anyone? 10.
10? It made a little bit more than 10.
No, I think it's 40.
Anything?
I have no idea.
$35 million. It's not even in the.
That's
I think it's
two
like in the
weeks though. That's bad.
That's bad. It's bad. It's a huge failure. No one's seen this movie. I don't think.
No, I think it's. I think this movie will play internationally. So I bet it makes.
Oh
I
yeah, internationally.
Money back.
Pervs will love this movie. Men.
Yeah, it's really disturbing. It's really gross, actually. It's like, if she's 20 years old, why is she in a Sailor Moon costume? And why does she have pigtails?
You're watching someone who, essentially, her mother dies. Yeah. Her stepfather potentially molests her, then tells people she's insane, sells her into an insane asylum.
But, and at 20, couldn't she just not go to the insane asylum? Or wouldn't people take her word for it?
She's just passively being molested throughout the movie and then, like, going and fighting robots.
And the other girls, we don't know what the hell is going on with them. We never learn about their stories.
Well, the sisters, you
Sweet
do a little.
Sweet Pea and Pucker? What was that girl's name?
Pucker
is the worst, if that's
Sweet
her name.
Sweet Pea, Abby Cornish is Sweet Pea, Jenna Malone is Rocket.
Rocket.
They all have these names. Why do they have these names? These are not names in their... These are their regular names,
well,
right?
That's what I was wondering. Was Baby Doll anointed Baby Doll when she went to the club?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, do we know her name beforehand?
No, she is credited only as Baby Doll.
And they also say, like, that when Jenna Malone shows her, goes, this is the room where we take the people and we fuck them in this room. That, remember that scene in the beginning? Like, she's like, this is the rules.
She goes, flip that switch for me so I can finish this monologue on a bed that's rotating.
Yeah.
Like, there was no reason that she had to flip the switch. She just sits on a circular bed rotating while she completes her monologue.
That's the rape room.
Yes, that's the rape room, right? Yeah.
Maybe so.
That's the fantasy realities version of the rape room we see at the end of the movie. Oh, boy.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
It's one of those things where things start to... You start
that
to be
should
like,
be the,
oh.
poll, the poll quote for this movie. Boy, oh, boy,
boy, oh, boy,
boy.
Oh, boy.
That's
Wait, so...
If you wanted Inception but wanted it to be a little bit more rapey, enjoy this movie.
A little?
Wait,
I'm going to say a lot more rape.
That's like, all this is.
This is, all rape.
If you want Inception with 100% more rape, this is the movie for you.
Somebody wrote an article entitled, Zack Snyder does not know the difference between empowerment and, why am I ever getting this? Damn it. Empowerment and,
non-consensual
rape.
Sex.
Non-consensual sex. Rape. Rape. Oh, and exploitation. That's what it was.
He's like, wait, what is the difference between empowerment and rape again? I forget. Oh, well, I'll just make this movie.
Well, in this movie, the woman is raped into empowerment. Right? That's
yeah.
how it works.
They're raped enough that they fight back. Oh boy. Oh, boy.
This was a depressing movie.
And Rocket and Sweet Pea ended up in the insane asylum because they ran away from home.
Because Rocket did, and then Sweet Pea followed.
All right. Well, let's get into now. There's a lot. This movie obviously
but still,
is depressed.
How did they end up in the insane
And talking
asylum?
About it is depressed us so much. But there are sometimes
Anybody
moments.
Know what era this movie took place in?
Good no.
Good question.
No. It does not exist in reality.
You refuse to.
I think like the 1940s.
Or she's, the 2040s. I'm not sure.
Yeah, right.
Honest to God,
yeah.
I don't know.
It was like Moulin Rouge, right? Like that kind of a time.
This is like Moulin Rouge.
It was the year after Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
You know what? Just going to take a second here to talk to you a little bit about Earwolf.com. Obviously, you are a fan of Earwolf if you are here listening to the show, because how else would you get it unless you're stealing it from some weird source, which wouldn't make any sense unless you're an amazing hacker. But Earwolf.com has so many great shows, new shows, and their website is actually pretty cool. You can leave comments. We respond to our comments on our page, and there's a lot of other great shows. Mike Detective, one of my favorites, with Rob Hubel, who I did Human Giant with. There's actually a new survey up right now. Fill that out, and I guess that will help dictate cool stuff that we can actually give you, the people who listen to Earwolf, in the future. Gifts, maybe? Maybe gifts. Maybe gold bars. Maybe you will get gold bars if you fill out this survey. So go to earwolf.com. Now back to the show. So there are many points in the movie where it gets so bad that you just think, no more. I can't take it anymore. And this is the time we'll talk. So, and this is a point where you guys really were like, boo on this movie. I mean, obviously the whole thing, but was there a line, a character, anything at all? For me, I think it was just when the head of the orderly of the hospital shoots two women in the back.
That was amazing.
Just shoots them. One for snitching. And
that was the best. No, the snitch was last, so he kills the first one to make a point to the other girls, like, don't be disloyal to me. Then the second goes, who told him the information, he's like, also, we don't like snitches.
And boom, and he kills
them.
Which
he does like snitches. That served him very well.
Yeah, it helped him.
Yeah.
It helped. The snitching helped him.
And then he killed her. It's very mixed messages
Here's
to
the
girls.
You've got a girl who's cooperating.
Yeah.
Why not just keep her around? Who knows what else she'll give
Find
you later?
Find out.
He's
he
crazy.
Shoots him, and they have to kill these girls in such a way that you don't know that they've really been shot.
Yeah.
You see a gunshot, and then you hear a thunk, but they're never discussed.
You don't get to see that face.
You see no body. You see no blood.
And again, how do you justify this in the world?
Did you just say face blasted?
Yeah, face blasted open. That's what you're looking for. Mm.
But you don't justify. You can't justify this in the world. Oh, yeah, the orderly has a gun and just killed two girls? Like, how? I mean, it was enough of a leap that the chef stabbed one of them with his knife.
They must have been raped to death.
That's the truth of every character.
Everybody in this movie has been raped to death.
But that means who's raping them in the insane asylum?
The orderly.
The guy.
The
orderly.
At the end of the movie, didn't you feel like Baby Doll gives herself to the group of men to be raped to death?
Yes.
And she makes her
face very welcoming. That's what John Hamm says at the end. He's like, it looks like she wanted it. Which
Guys.
Which is a really disturbing message.
That's a crazy line. It looked like she wanted
it. Is John Hamm going to call in?
I wish. We got to get his take on this. Oh man! And then the one girl, they're in an insane asylum. She steals a little chunk of baker's chocolate.
Yeah,
and
that
was by the way, isn't sweet?
Isn't
no,
you have to bake it?
No, it's no good. It's no good.
So that was a flawed.
When you're an orphan in a rape dungeon, you take what you can get.
Okay.
And if it's baker's chocolate, guys, it's still pretty
well,
good.
Well, guess what?
When it's that it. Or the fat cook's
just
cock,
saying,
you take the baker's chocolate.
The fat cook was so enraged that she took a chocolate square. It wasn't even the whole thing. A nugget. It wasn't even the whole box that he was like, all right, time to rape you on this sack of potatoes. throws her down on the sack of potatoes.
He was also great.
Oh, he was great.
He was great.
He looked like a cartoon character.
His skin was great.
His whole look. I mean, some of the look of stuff in this movie was pretty cool.
Yeah,
and Carla Gugino, she was like the only ally of these girls, but she was like, hey, look, get raped, but get your shit too. Like,
yeah.
You can use your body to help get you other good stuff. Like,
what do you think the dancing actually looked like?
Who knows?
Like,
fucking.
Like crazy crumping?
It was fucking.
No, but I mean in the fantasy reality.
When they're like, wow, I've never seen anyone dance like that. Yeah. And she's like, she's a little bit raw, but I think you'll enjoy.
Yeah, why are all these guys fascinated by erotic dancing?
Guys, does everybody forget the fact that we've glossed over because the movie just told us it's okay? Which is that when Baby Doll dances, everybody falls into a trance. Like, everybody, like, time stands still because and everybody falls into a trance so that they can steal.
Yeah, their plans hinge on her dancing hypnotize people.
She dances and men fall into a trance, a boner trance.
I did love their dance outfits.
But it's also like...
I did.
Kind of late in the game for this, June.
I did love them.
No, they were. The sparkly sailor girl outfit.
I loved all of that.
But then also, the plan, when they were stealing...
Very thin waist on her as well, for what I was expecting.
And you know, she's British. She's full on British.
She's one of the rare full-on British.
Full-on British, luminous skin.
I think the worst scene in the movie was when Vanessa Hudgens, who played herself in the movie.
You can stop there.
I think the worst scene in the movie was Vanessa Hudgens. She slumped against a wall. She cried slumping down the wall. Then the old lady teacher came in and is like, tell me your secret. And she's like, okay, I'll tell you. You promise you can keep a secret? And the teacher's like, yes. And at the same time as she says yes, Blue says yes, and his little like man foot walks into the room.
Do you think that was her audition scene?
I don't know. I kept thinking, what could she possibly have killed it in her audition?
That was it. I bet that was it.
The moment where Blue gives, he's giving a monologue, not that monologue, but a different monologue. I leaned over to Paul and I was like, this was 100% the audition scene for this movie. Because it was so crazy. It's where Blue cries and is like, I take care of these girls. And it's like so...
He does that same monologue essentially twice. The one that we played and then the other one. Like, it's like...
I loved it when he was humming, walking around going...
He was really chewing the scenery.
He was good, man.
But I'm sorry.
Stop that.
I thought
he had a crazy, creepy mustache.
Really?
He had a pedophile mustache.
That's your guy. Pedophile mustache, rapey,
wearing like ugly dinner jackets.
He delivered a solid performance. He really did. And no one can deny that,
right? I feel like if we went to your house right now, your computer's history is just all that guy.
Seriously, you guys, honestly, if you had to vote on him, like, he was one of the best performances in the movie.
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Maybe. Like,
no.
My question was this. Clearly the mayor wanted to fuck Jamie Chung, who I don't remember her character's name, but because she was the one that was on his lap who stole the lighter. So, like, why... I also don't understand. Like, in Inception, they all go into the fantasy together. In this... Really, have they decided? Well, no, I don't even think that they were all on the same page. I didn't even understand how they...
Baby Doll's
going to dance, he'll fall into the trance, and that's when...
When she dances, they all can go.
But my question is, if the mayor is just fucking Jamie Chung, why does another girl need to be even involved in it?
The other outfit I liked was Jamie Chung's pilot hat and outfit.
I thought that was good,
really
too.
That was really cute.
Although what I didn't like... One of my boo moments was Vanessa Hudgens' aviator helmet and goggles.
Oh.
And Abby Cornish
when they were fighting a flying dragon.
No offense to Vanessa Hudgens, but she looks like a straight transvestite.
She
most
did
of
in that
movie.
Movie. It was weird, very so weird. Cute. She is like naturally so cute and beautiful.
Yeah.
This movie did not flatter her.
No, they only lit
like
Baby Doll.
She was the only lighting that they did. Vanessa Hudgens was wearing an outfit that was a kid.
You can relax.
Wow, you really love this
movie. No, I could not believe Baby Doll's face on a constant basis. It was flawless.
Yeah.
She was a baby doll.
She has those big DSLs. She had the big eyes and like the fake eyelashes that were perfect.
Yeah.
And like
flawless, translucent skin.
Dick sucking lips.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
And she had rosy cheeks.
Big
you know.
Boobs.
She's gorgeous.
Tiny waist.
Tiny waist. I mean, she's ridiculous.
You
know, she should
supposed
be killed.
To be Amanda
okay,
Siegfried.
I'm getting on board for Chelsea's opinion. This is a great movie.
Yes.
It's pretty
yes.
great. Hey, look, if you can basically just knock out the five scenes in the movie where they have dialogue. Pretty impressive movie.
It's not even five scenes. It's like probably a total of 10 minutes of dialogue in this entire movie.
I think that
movie.
The very end scene was also pretty amazing where Baby Doll's like, no, I'm going to go kill myself. No, it's fine. You stay. Stay. This is your story. She was so blasé. Yeah. She's like, no, stay. I'm going to go get raped by 10 guys.
I'm going to
okay,
go.
Bye. No. Let me get raped by 10 guys.
This
it's
is how it's
you.
Always supposed to be.
But by the way, we've already seen a major character sacrifice herself.
Yeah,
it's like
a minute
that was
before.
Minutes
Who?
Before.
Rocket. The sister.
For a Sweet Pea.
What are you
when
talking
Rocket,
about?
You only watched.
Oh,
the
right. Yeah.
I, why Rocket do I feel like your Baby Doll wasn't on the screen?
Yeah,
you were checking your phone.
When Baby Doll,
you were Googling that guy.
When Baby Doll or Blue was
blue
not on
and
the
Baby
screen.
Doll, if it had just, honestly, seriously, if it had just been Blue and Baby Doll and he just was repeatedly molesting her, I would have been in heaven.
You just would have been like jerking at the whole movie.
To the entire film.
Oh my gosh. I'm looking at what this guy did here.
What else? He was in Che Guevara. I IMDb'd him, I'll be honest.
Oscar Isaac, guess what year he was born? Want to know what year Oscar Isaac was born?
82.
1980.
Yeah. Whoa! Oh. Weird that we both said that.
He was in Robin Hood.
He's young.
In Body of Lies and Che.
Now you know what's going to happen is we're going to meet him and he's going to be a really nice guy because he's going to be Chelsea's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we'll feel bad.
Oh,
I call
man.
Him Blue.
Question about Blue, and I'm going to direct this right
yes,
to you,
sure,
Chelsea.
Please.
At the very end, it almost looked like he was now an inmate.
Yes. It did.
No.
It looked
he
like
had
he
been
was.
Stabbed.
He had been stabbed. And so he had that, like, he was walking with weird, but
yeah.
he was not an inmate.
But he was wearing a dirty shirt for no reason.
He looked like an inmate there.
Everyone was wearing dirty shirts
no, but
there.
He had been so crisp prior to this. All of a sudden, he's in a
stabbed.
Yellow, white Hanes shirt. Yes. Like, remember me? And you're like, what is happening?
I thought he had become one of them. Like, that was going to be
no, he had just been stabbed and was like out for revenge.
Here's another thing that makes no sense. Seems like Carla Gugino is very in on the fact that these girls are getting raped, but at the end when she but what she doesn't stand for is
lobotomies
for no reason. Because that
Look,
finally crossed
the line. We all gotta draw the line.
John Hamm was like, hey, you see your signature on this? And she's like, wait a second. You can rape my girls, but you can't lobotomize them. And that's how the end
but
of the
I
movie.
But I didn't get that. Was it her signature? And she just
no,
like,
remember
forged
Blue
it.
In the beginning is like, I can forge it. I've done it a dozen
for
times.
For $2,000.
And how do you like Blue now?
But how about this? How about this?
Don't you dare put me in this position.
Blue goes like this. Blue goes, I need $2,000. And then the father of Baby Doll opens his wallet and shows a 10. He doesn't have $2,000 in cash. No one carries.
You know, their discussion, but right behind Baby Doll's face, is so comedic.
Oh, yeah.
They're whispering right behind her face, and it's so abusive and gross. Like, for real, you feel sickened in your seat. Just like,
disgusting.
Whoever wrote this has probably molested someone. But they're going, like, whispering behind each of her ears, I'll take her off your hands. I know you, like, killed her sister, but I'll take her off her hands, but I need more money. And he's like, okay. And you're
he's like, are you trying to rip me off? This wasn't the deal.
And the scene is shot with her face cut down the middle, and so you would see her left eye when you saw her dad, and her right eye when you saw. Oh, so
do you
bad.
Think the stepfather got that inheritance?
Let's be practical.
That's
all
the
those
sequel.
Kind of questions.
That is that's the sequel. Is what he's doing with that money.
And now it is time for some viewer mail.
You've got mail.
Now, last week we came up with an SAT game. We said Sucker Punch is to female empowerment as the new fill in the blank. You guys came in with so many great options. Let's go through them right now. Bog McLennan says, Sucker Punch is to female empowerment as Michael Bay is to subtlety. Also, Terrence Fraser says, Sucker Punch is to female empowerment as Baby Geniuses is to an intellectual comedy. That's actually giving into Baby Geniuses, I think, is actually funnier than Sucker Punch. Drew Dorenfest says, Sucker Punch is to Yoshinawa Beef Bowl is to food. Beth Perkins, as Showgirls is to dancing. Daniel Peck, as Dina Lohan is to parenting. Alton Francis says, as Burlesque is to burlesque. And finally, Ben Levine responds, Sucker Punch is to female empowerment as the Holocaust was to German pride. thanks so much for filling in those questions. All right, Sandra. Thanks so much for sending in all those responses, and keep on sending us all your notes and thoughts at How Did This Get Made on earwolf.com or at our Facebook page. And we're actually starting a new poll next week, so check that out because you can vote on the movie that we will review. I think we have done its justice.
No, we haven't.
I mean,
we haven't talked about the fact that in the fantasy reality, in level 2, the stepfather is a effeminate priest.
Oh my god, yes!
With an Irish accent.
We haven't talked about the 11-minute version of Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit that played through it. Like, crazy, horrible movie.
Well, this was
a great music video. And
this is like a bad Guns N' Roses video.
That leaves you feeling filthy.
Oh, so bad. You know, it's times like this where I'm reminded to tell you guys to check out earwolf.com.
Smooth as ice.
Earwolf.com has a bunch of different great things on it. We have some new shows coming up. There's a show called Teardrop, which is a great show. So check in for that. Go on our message boards. You can comment on our message boards. And as always, check in with our Facebook page. But earwolf.com. Spend some time. Learn about yourself. Learn about earwolf.com. There's a great app as well.
Love you, Blue.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Very big thanks to Engineer Doug. Thank you to Zack Snyder for writing and directing one of the best movies ever made. We have a bunch of ways you can follow us. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Paul Scheer.
Miss June Diane.
I'm not on Twitter.
I'm Chelsea V. Peretti.
Okay.
Get on it. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.